This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott, and that's the sound of Brady Carlson, NHPR's All Things Considered host, who doubles as Word of Mouth's internet sherper and scanner of all of the latest internet memes and viral trends. Now, we do know that the internet has made the world smaller. Once something goes viral, it's not always easy to determine exactly where it came from. But we generally hear about the most Americo-centric of online oddities. Well, not today. For today's Here's What's Awesome, Brady Carlson is going to clue us into some of the viral content playing big on the international stage. He really looks the part today. He's wearing a leather jacket, dark sunglasses, smoking. Brady, you can't smoke in here.
I picked this new look up in Dusseldorf. I'm one recording session away from winning the Eurovision Song Contest. The look is everything, really.
Brady, you look fabulous.
Thank you.
We're going to start in Russia, where the presence of dashboard cams is a story in itself. It was, after all, a number of dashboard cams that captured images of this meteor streaking across the sky. Those media videos took the internet absolutely by storm. But are dashboard cams usually a source for Russian internet memes?
They are. And the internet has been awash with these videos of, you know, a car getting into this, horrific looking accident and people just getting out of the car and walking away like it was nothing. And actually, that became a meme in and of itself. There was a clip on The Daily Show recently after this meteor explosion about the fact that there were none of these, you know, what you'd expect people doing where they're freaking out or screaming or going, oh, my God, what's that? There's none of that. People are just caring about their day and there's this giant meteor in the sky. I guess they're not big Michael Bay movie fans or something. But, John Stewart sort of says it better, I think, than I could.
Let's roll the meteor footage again with the sound up. I'm going to learn the Russian word for holy The guy in the car didn't even say anything. That's more amazing than the footage itself. The dude in the car is completely unimpressed by a 10-ton death rock hurtling in Mach 50 towards the city, which I guess would explain why Armageddon was released in Russia as oil driller gets a very good job.
But, you know, the Russians are thrilled with some things. Photo Extreme, I guess, is taking the nation, and a very big nation it is, by storm.
Yeah, this is sort of an online photo challenge where someone will set up a parameter for a staged photo that other people are supposed to take, and then everyone else tries to outdo each other. So one might say, you know, everyone must submit a photo taken underwater, or every photo in this extreme challenge must have a car carrying someone in a chair by rope behind them. And then you have these people coming up with these incredibly outlandish videos and photos trying to one-up each other. And it's, you know, looking at it from the outside, it's just really wild.
It's pretty dramatic looking, some of them. And people should go to wordofmouthradio.org and look at some of the links we have, because these photos, it's kind of hard to describe. You know, people playing chess underwater.
Yeah. Well, suffice to say, there's a lot more to memes in Russia than that reversal trick. You know, in my country, space explores you. There's a whole world beyond that.
Well, North Koreans would not be able to play or follow Photo Extreme memes due to limited access to the internet there. But beginning this week, on March the 1st, foreigners visiting the People's Democratic Republic of North Korea will have internet access. What's happening?
Well, you know, like you said, North Korea has kept web access out of its citizens' hands. They try and control a conversation, and largely successfully so. But a number of prominent people, including Eric Schmidt of Google, who just recently went to North Korea, have been pushing the country to try and open up a little bit. They're saying if North Korea doesn't start to embrace these technologies, you know, in a broader way, that they're going to continue to fall further and further behind as a country and as an economy. And so trying to sort of split the difference, I guess North Korea felt like, well, we'll open up a network that none of our citizens can use, but tourists who may bring actual money into the country can use that. And so far, people are saying that it is truly uncensored access. The Associated Press, which has a Bureau in Pyongyang, tweeted or sent out the first Instagram photo, which I thought was telling, given everything else that's going on with North Korea right now. It was a sign saying essentially, "Welcome, nuclear test scientists." I just hope the second one, I guess basketball player Dennis Rodman is in Pyongyang this week. I want the second Instagram to be Dennis Rodman with Kim Jong-un.
We'll see who gets more headlines in North Korea. Well, in South Korea, the country just inaugurated its first ever female president. Well, now, while Beyonce apparently couldn't make it to the inaugural festivities, the celebration did have some star power.
They got Psy, the guy who did Gangnam Style last year, and he did more or less the whole dance.
A little bit edited.
A little toned down, yeah, a little bit. But I mean, you know, you have this sort of somber looking, serious, you know, a bleacher of people, and then there's Psy up there with his dancers all doing the horsey dance, and it's said that the new president of South Korea has actually done the dance herself.
Okay, well, we want to, of course, acknowledge that Pope Benedict will be leaving the first in centuries to leave his post as the Pope. Vatican City is going to be left behind, and he's also leaving behind what?
Twitter. He's leaving his Twitter. He set it up, what, a couple months ago? At Pontifex was the name, and he sent out maybe 30-some tweets, got millions of followers, and now that's going away at the end of the month along with his papacy. I got a prediction, though.
Right.
He'll be back.
Really? Charlie, you think he'll be tweeting?
Charlie Sheen left Twitter. Jose Canseco left Twitter. They're both back, and he's going to be back. He's not just going to leave a million followers, you know, to, you know, abandoned in his prayerful contemplation.
He'll be in the monastery quietly tweeting.
He's gonna have something to say.
Well, outside of Vatican City, of course, is Italy. And the results of yesterday's election in Italy are deadlocked. No clear winner. The global markets are apparently tumbling in response. But one of the big drivers of this election was social media, which propelled the, what, kind of candidacy of a populist comedian.
Yeah, his name is Beppe Grillo. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He has sort of built up this movement called the Five Star Movement. Very populist, very anti-corruption, a kind of throw the bums out feeling in this age of Euro austerity. And he described the movement. It's sort of started on his personal blog. He called it feet on the ground, head on the web. And the parallel on our side of the ocean is to the Occupy movement. It's sort of very similar tactics and very similar strategy. And the knock, of course, against them is similar to the knock against the Occupy movement. What do they stand for, not just what do they stand against? And now that they have been, a pretty good player in this election, it remains to be seen whether they will maintain sort of an outsider movement and stand against things, or whether they will go sort of the way of some of these more internet-friendly political parties in Europe. There's the Pirate Party is the most popular example. They're big on, say, reforming copyright law so that file sharing is not necessarily frowned upon. We'll see whether they start to take on some of those positions or not.
On the internet, of course, you could be anywhere. But let's look at some of the hottest memes with roots in the U.S. now circulating around the globe.
Well, there were the Academy Award memes. Anne Hathaway, unfortunately, was the target of very many memes. And Jennifer Lawrence falling down, that got play all over the place.
Poor woman.
There was the Harlem Shake, which has been literally all over the world, not just in the U.S. Although people in Harlem who, you know, remember the original Harlem Shake are not too fond of it. And the inexplicable trend of gallon smashing, people pretending to fall over in a supermarket in a really, quote unquote, wacky way and spill gallons of milk on the floor. I am crying over the spilt milk. I am appealing to you, American meme makers. Please, we need to do better. We're falling behind.
Yes. What with, you know, extreme photos of you dangling from a balcony.
Maybe we need our own photo extreme challenge. You need to put yourself in a radio studio talking about memes with your favorite midday show host.
Well, thank you so much, Brady, for joining us.
And now back to the Eurozone for me.
Exactly. Glad you could make it. Passport in hand. He's off. NHPR's webmaster and word of mouth internet Sherpa and ATC host for All Things Considered. Anything else in your title? Digital media producer? Yeah, he does it all. We have links to everything that Brady mentioned today, as well as Brady's weekly blog, Here's What's Awesome, at wordofmouthradio.org. Now stay with us for some new sounds from a very, very ancient place. New sounds from Arab lands coming up in just a moment.